And this crowd is on its feet, and it is pandemonium. And that's only the half of it.
He's got Goodwin open in the end zone. Touchdown! Touchdown! Flash Goodwin!
I like this kind of party, baby!
Halftime is over. We're back with more of the John Murphy Show, presented by NOCO.
You can't stop C.J. Spiller! You can't stop him! How did he do it? How did he do it?
Let's go sometime.
Hey, yeah. Hold hands. Let's go. Check it out.
The John Murphy Show, presented by NOCO, supplying natural gas and electricity to thousands of homes and businesses across Western New York.
Everybody's on their feet in the stands. This crowd has absolutely whipped into a frenzy.
The John Murphy Show, presented by NOCO on Buffalo Bills Radio.
The John Murphy Show, presented by NOCO, just a couple of days away from the National Football League draft. And before you get to the draft, you got to figure out who needs what. That's been the process going on in 32 NFL teams for the last several months. The guys at ProFootballFocus.com have done it as well. In fact, Neil Hornsby, the founder and owner of ProFootballFocus.com, joins us on the line right now, and he has gone through the entire league to evaluate draft needs. Neil, good evening. Thank you very much for being on the air with us tonight.
Nice to speak to you as always, John.
You've got a series of articles. You go division by division through the NFL assessing draft needs. And before we get to the needs of the Buffalo Bills, it's important to note, as you do in your series of postings, Neil, that this is not an attempt to predict who's going to be drafted where, correct?
That's absolutely the case. We're not draft nicks, as it were. We don't actually, or at the moment, we're not looking at college players. We spend all our time looking at the NFL, so this is simply saying, after free agency, where are the needs on each of the individual teams?
And you've done that team by team, division by division, and put them in a color-coded grid. Can you describe how you've presented this on the website for us, Neil?
Yes, certainly. So what we've tried to do, we like lots of colors at Pro Football Focus. We've basically divided every single player, or more likely position, into five different categories. Either the top one, it's a high priority, which is a red. Orange is there's a definite need to improve at that position. Yellow is they may need a player, but it may not be until next year. Green, they may want to think about the future, but they probably don't want to have to do anything. Oh, that's light green. And then dark green, there's no immediate need at all. And we've put every position into that category. And what I've tried to explain is sometimes you may look at the positions and you may think, well, that doesn't seem quite right. Maybe they will want to address that. And the example I would give you is maybe Corey Graham and Nickell Robey for the Buffalo Bills. You may want to address either of them, but when you put them together, that's a perfectly solid nickel combination that you will almost certainly get good play out of one of them. So I would see that as a no immediate need for the Buffalo Bills in that area.
What went into your determination of whether there was a need? Is it all the metrics that the grades that you guys assigned to each player during the regular season?
That's exactly it. So we grade every single player on every single player of the NFL regular season. We're the only people to do that. Not even any of the NFL teams will grade every player on every player. We do that, and we look at that performance over a number of years. We'll look at what they've picked up in free agency, and we'll say for that particular position, our view is whatever you need to upgrade, that's fine. The other things that come into it, obviously, is a contract position. You may have a perfectly good player there, but he may be in the last year of his contract, and you know that team's going to be hard up against the salary cap, so they're going to have to address that because there's no way they're going to get that player back, for example.
Does age play into it as well, Neil?
Yeah, absolutely it does, and it's becoming very much more a case in the NFL. There's a number of players who really are very, very good players. I can remember the case of Brandon Moore last year. He was available. He was available to anybody who wanted him. Nobody seemed interested at all. Eventually, Dallas picked him up, and maybe this is the clue. Dallas picked him up, and then Brandon Moore couldn't get on the plane. But Brandon Moore was a top-five guard, but he was an all-top-five guard, and nobody seems to want to pay for age these days because they're looking at it and saying, when's that guy actually going to fall off a cliff? The older they are, the more likely it is to happen.
And also, as by way of illustration, as I look at the AFC East grid that you have up there, the Patriots, the quarterback spot, Tom Brady, whose name is in bold, meaning he's 30 years of age or older, you've got him in light green, may want to consider the future. While the other three teams, the Bills, the Jets, and the Dolphins, you have it in darker green, no immediate need. That's got to be a function of age, I would guess?
That's absolutely a function of the age. You know, Tom Brady is clearly the class of the AFC in terms of quarterback play by some considerable margin. But he is getting on in age now. There's no question about that. And you've also got to look at, and this is the crucial part, Ryan Mallett really hasn't shown a lot in preseason. He's also in a contract year. Who's to say that he's going to be around next year? So the Patriots definitely have to consider quarterback, you know, as a later need. But that's the way that we've done it in this particular scenario, John.
And I have one more question, and I guess it relates to methodology. You don't really dive into depth on the roster. I know there's only a finite number of spaces you can have, but you don't really measure, you know, what's behind these starters and a couple of others that you have listed here.
In a way, we do, because as I probably haven't done as good a job of articulating this as I should.
This is the
although we've put the names of the people in for the or the names of the likely starters for the help of our fans to understand who's likely to play there.
Mm-hmm.
The grade really represents the position in total. So, for example, the Corey Graham and Mikel Roby example. is the one that I would use.
I got you. Yeah, and you mentioned that earlier. You're right. We're on the line with Neil Hornsby. He is the founder and owner of ProFootballFocus.com. He has done a complete survey of the National Football League on the website about draft needs. And let's start with the AFC East. Start with the Buffalo Bills. And like you, Neil, I am surprised. The Bills have said a couple of times in this run-up to the draft how they don't feel like they have a pressing need. And that's the way you look at it, too, even for a team that only won six games a year ago.
That's absolutely right. And, I mean, if you look at the likely weakest part of the roster, that's got to be quarterback. But there's, you know, E.J. Manuel had some good games. He played poorly at times last year. There's no way they give up on him immediately. So whilst you may say it's a weakness for the team, it's certainly not a draft need. And drafting another quarterback at this particular stage is in the early rounds. Would be just sending all the wrong message to your first-round draft pick from last year. But beyond that, you know, there are some areas that need to be addressed, but when you've only got probably one, maybe two positions on the offensive line, you know, a fullback and maybe a free safety, that's not the end of the world by any stretch of the imagination, and those aren't really crucial positions for your team either.
The Bills have no players that you list as upgrade a high priority. You mentioned the couple that are orange on your grid and need to improve at this position, including the fullback Frank Summers, offensive lineman Chris Williams and Chris Hairston, and the safety Denora Searcy. When you look at your draft needs, though, the number one that you guys point out you think the Bills need is a defensive end. Tell me about that, Neil.
Yeah, so it may come as a bit of a surprise because, you know, the Bills have got Alan Branch. They've got a very strong defense overall, but they've got Jim Schwartz on board now. And he's going to play a completely different defensive scheme than what they were probably anticipating with Mike Pettine. He will play a very, very vanilla 4-3. That's been his modus operandi wherever he's been. It's been the case in Tennessee. It's been the case in Detroit as well. And what they will probably do is they'll move Alan Branch into an incredibly strong rotational defensive tackle. When you've got Carl Williams, Marcel Darius and Alan Branch rotating in the middle of your defense, you've got no worries at all. And then they'll have Mario Williams at one end, and that means they'll need a conventional defensive end on the other side. That, at the moment, looks like it's going to be Jerry Hughes. Jerry Hughes had a really good year last year, you know, moved from being a potential bust to probably the most productive pass rusher in the NFL last year in terms of pressure per pass rush. But he played as a situational player, and that's a different matter from a defensive end on the left side where you're going to want some solidity against the run. He may be able to do it. He may be, but he couldn't do it in Indianapolis when they, they required that of him there. So I think a defensive end, somebody to play on the defensive left side, is probably a key need, or the key need for them. But is it an absolute pressing need? I don't think so. Not really. I think the defense is too good overall for that.
Neil, when we look at your chart of the draft needs in the AFC East, one thing that jumped out at me, and I guess I knew this, the New York Jets, very strong, very young up front defensively, and really suspect at the linebacker spot. Calvin Pace, David Harris, Demario Davis, Quentin Cobles. You see essentially all four of those spots as being sort of need positions for the New York Jets, huh?
Yeah, they've always seemed as if they wanted to make do. They believed they had somebody in David Harris. They've always had a higher opinion of him, and I think the league in general have, than we have. He's been a decent player, but he's now, coming towards the end, and he's certainly in decline. Demario Davis has never really done anything. Quentin Cobles is an interesting player because actually, at maybe the position for the Bills, that defensive left end position, he may be a really good fit for that. But trying to play outside linebacker, trying to provide consistent pass rush, that is something that he hasn't really been able to do. He was fine when he was on the defensive line for the Jets, but he hasn't been able to move up. And Calvin Pace, really, even when he came from Arizona the first time, he's never really moved on and never really was good value for money for that big contract they gave him a number of years ago now. But they like him. He's clearly a good locker room guy, and they bring him back year after year. But realistically, you're absolutely right. There's not a lot there.
Hey, Neil, and all staying in the AFC East at the Miami Dolphins, we all knew the upheaval they have on the offensive line last year. They signed Brandon Albert, but it appears, based on your chart, that the right side of the Dolphins' offensive line needs some attention in this draft.
Yeah, it absolutely does. They've obviously let Tyson Claiborne go. I thought he was a pretty good signing. He took a long time to get into his swing, and then when he did, he was pretty good. But up until then, he was certainly a liability. But at the moment, they've got probably Dallas Thomas playing right guard, Jason Fox, the Detroit Lions cast-off, playing right tackle. That's going to need to be addressed, I feel, and that's going to be a key need for them. They've got to get something in at right tackle to try and take some of the pressure off Ryan Tannehill.
And it looks like the Patriots' offensive line needs some attention.
Yeah, but Tom Brady's an interesting character because Tom Brady, if he can step up into the pocket, if there's pressure off the edge, nobody is better at dealing with edge pressure than Tom Brady. However, interestingly, with pressure in his face, he's one of the least productive quarterbacks, and that's going to be a problem because Ryan Wendell, and this has got something to do with some of his marginal decline in the last few years, is whilst he's been a good run blocker, has never been a good pass protector. Now you're looking at Dan Connolly as well. He's certainly on the end, and Logan Mankins is starting to show signs of wear. So they need to do something to address that center and keep Tom Brady nice and clean in the middle.
Neil, I haven't had a chance to go through the entire league, but can you say off the top of your head which NFL teams appear to have the most glaring needs at the widest variety of positions going into this draft?
I don't think there's any doubt at all that the Jacksonville Jaguars still have an awful lot to do. They have, real problems at quarterback. When you're looking at Chad Henne as your starter, that's an issue. They've tried to address some of the problems on their offensive line, but that's only so. As far as halfbacks are concerned, I know they believe that they'll probably run Toby Gerhardt into the ground, but they've got nothing really behind him. They're struggling completely at linebacker. Their defensive line, they've pulled some parts together, but David Caldwell and his team still have a long way to go. But I think Shad Khan knew he was in for the long game with this team when he picked them up. He knew that there was an awful lot of work to be done when he took David Caldwell on as his general manager. So it'll be interesting to see what they did. They didn't really play that heavily in free agency. Again, they picked up a few players, but when Zane Beadles is your top choice or your big name signing, it's not really it's not really, you know, you're not really addressing the issues for the long term, I don't think, they believe they were.
As I look at your draft needs chart for that division, the AFC South, it appears that the only team with a good quarterback situation is the Colts down there. You've got Jacksonville, Houston needing an immediate upgrade, a high-priority upgrade at quarterback, and Tennessee looking to improve over Jake Locker.
Yeah, well, when they didn't pick up Jake Locker's fifth-year option, that sent a clear message that he probably wasn't the player for them. But the Colts have got a really good, they're starting to round into a really good roster. I have to say, there's been a number of moves, that Ryan Grigson's made that I just think strange, but I think he may end up having the last laugh, because when you look at it, it's like the Bills, it's a pretty solid roster, really. And when you've got Andrew Luck at quarterback, you've got some of, Dwayne Allen will be, if he gets healthy, one of the best tight ends in the NFL, and he's got every facility to be Gronkowski, as long as he doesn't get injured again, like Gronkowski did. They've got good players, you know, they've got a decent offensive line, they've got good players at wide receiver. It's a really quite good roster, and I can't see that any of the other teams in that division will be able to live with them this year.
Hey, Neil, it seems to me that these charts, your ProFootballFocus.com draft needs charts for each division, they'd be kind of a good resource to have on hand for football fans as they watch the draft unfold this week, huh?
Yeah, I would definitely think so. We've also had some of our team customers who they like to have this sort of thing for their general managers. We've had a couple of them asking us for the information earlier. So it's not just the fans, it's the general managers as well that are looking at them at the moment. So that's always a good sign for us.
How many team customers do you have?
We have 11.
Wow.
We have 11 that take, a substantial amount of additional information over what you can get on the website.
And if I asked you if the Buffalo Bills were customers, would you tell me?
I wouldn't.
You don't blame me for asking.
I'm not allowed to any of the with the contract that we have in place.
Yeah, I figured as much. I was trying to trap you.
The only one team I'm allowed to say that is a customer, just because they came out and said it, to the New York Giants. They very kindly, when they won the Super Bowl, came out and said they used a lot of our data, which was very kind of them.
That's pretty cool. Hey, Neil, is there anything else on ProFootballFocus.com that you think would be a benefit to fans this week, getting set for the draft or even on draft days, Thursday, Friday, Saturday this week? Any other features that are up?
We'll be addressing the draft in a whole host of needs, but on the, you know, if people want to know, and, you know, I always encourage people to look at these things themselves. You know, that's my view, but they, you know, for fans of individual teams who don't have to go through 32 teams, they only have to go through one, then our premium stats is all of that information that you've got that will allow you to look back over the years of every player back to 2007, how they've performed during that period of time in each particular category, and, you know, make their own minds up. I definitely encourage that. This is just me trying to encapsulate, you know, the data that we have in my view, but by the nature of 32 teams, I've only got so much time to spend on it. I'm sure the fans, with the information that we've got, could do an even better job.
Hey, Neil, I know we've talked about this before. You are you're in Great Britain, right? Tell me again where
you are. I am indeed.
And how much, I know there's tremendous interest, and many of your writers and contributors come from there, but how much interest is there in the draft? Is it similar to what we have over here?
Yeah, it's very similar, and, you know, we've realized it's something that we need to address as well, so we will be starting College Football Focus this year. That's always been a goal of ours. It's always been something that our team customers have been requesting, that our fans have been requesting, so we'll be starting that this year. We're hoping to do a whole host of games and therefore be able to give you the same level of detail for college players next year as for the NFL players this year. So that's a big, big step up for us, and something we're really, really looking forward to.
That's pretty ambitious. Yeah, I mean, how many more games are there? There's got to be four times as many games every week. At least you'd have to take a look at it.
Oh, yeah. We're looking at, so there's 2, 6, 7 NFL games. We're looking to do, well, you can always do as many as you want, but I would be absolutely delighted if we could get 800 games done this year. And that's not, obviously, we're not going to, with the draft, and that's the focus really at the moment. Obviously, we get the NFL games up within about 8 to 10 hours of that game finishing, so it's up on the site. The fans can see it almost immediately. That won't be the case with college football focus because it will be aimed at, you know, the draft primarily.
Right.
So those games may not go up until 2 or 3 weeks after they've played. Some of the games will, you know, probably all of the SEC games will be up exactly, you know, the same week, if not the next day.
Wow. Hey, one more question about college football focus. You mentioned how you have team clients in the NFL. Is there any use for a college football program of the kind of work that you guys do? It's not as if they can move players around like teams in the NFL can do.
No, it's interesting because the number of the team customers use the information that we have for different purposes.
Mm-hmm.
Some people use it for everything. Some people use it just in the scouting department. Some people use it just in the coaching department. So clearly, there is so for example, we can, for any individual player in the NFL, give you a formation and the route combinations that will run off that particular set of formations. That's invaluable data for anybody because it allows you to look at trends for your opposition in the coming week. And rather than just going back 4 weeks, as the NFL teams will do, it allows them to go back as many weeks as they want or we have data for. So obviously from a college perspective, that's interesting. You know, a number of our clients last year when they were going up against, say, Chip Kelly, weren't particularly interested in what the Philadelphia Eagles had done last year. They were interested in looking at what Chip Kelly had done when he was in the college ranks.
Yeah, there you go.
So that would be useful as well. And I'm sure over a period of time, we'll pick up a number of college customers as well.
That's very interesting. I always learn a lot, Neil, when you're with us. Thank you very much for doing this work. Thanks for coming on our radio show tonight to talk about it.
It's always a pleasure, John. Anytime.
Neil Hornsby is the founder and owner of ProFootballFocus.com. He has written a series covering every team in the league going into the draft. Draft Needs, the AFC East, published just last week by Neil. I think he's caught up to all of the divisions by now. It's a great resource to have as you get ready for the draft and as you watch the picks come off the board to try to assess why did this team draft this guy. I mean, you have kind of a hazy sense of what a team's needs are, but on this Draft Needs grid that they have, you can absolutely see what's going on each team's roster at a glance, color-coded. Thanks to Neil Hornsby from ProFootballFocus.com. We've got more to come. The John Murphy Show, presented by NOCO, from One Bills Drive on Buffalo Bills Radio.